break of dawn. The air is motionless and fresh. Everything is silent. A thin layer of peach is splashed across the blue sky. She hasn't opened her eyes yet. The aches from her bruised body have not yet registered to her brain, nor has the events that brought her here. She lies splayed across the train tracks, face down in a vacuum of silence. She distantly hears the sound of a train horn and feels the rumble reverberating in the tracks against her scathed cheek. Her eyes flit open, large, green, orange, and alert. The train horn is loud and fast approaching. The vibrations are obvious now.
Where am I?
She tries to move and notices first the pain, and then the cold metal tracks that bruised face is pressed up against. She tries to push herself up with her palms, but notices that something is clenched in her left fist.
Oh my god, I can't open my hand.
She's been holding onto this object so tight, her hand is sealed shut. She pries it open with her other hand. There are nail marks that have cut into her skin and a key.
A key? But to what? Why do I have it?
The train is now loud and clear. She flips herself over quickly despite the pain. The train is rapidly getting closer and closer. She struggles to stand, but her body won't cooperate. Instead, she body rolls herself off the train tracks, down the small slope, skidding through the gravel and kicking up a cloud of dust. She watches in shock through the thick dust as the train rushes by seconds after her come to. The dust blows past her disheveled, sharp features, her hair tangled with debris. She checks to see if she still has the key, sensing its importance.
Good.
She fumbles her neckline for the chain hanging from it and decides to attach the key.
Now what?
Her mind races.
How did I get here? Everything hurts. My body, my face especially. My heart aches. My clothes are torn. This key. My heart is broken. I can feel it. Something's missing. Someone or a part of me. I'm not sure. Something happened. How did I get here? Something brought me here. What now?
She has no recollection of any of it. The events that led her here.
Well, there's nothing left to do but to get up and start walking. Oh, I only have one shoe, and of course it's a red stiletto. Well, that's appropriate.
She rises from the ground despite the pain, balancing on her heel and picking the gravel out of her bloody, nail-marked hand. She takes one imbalanced step forward and stops.
Well, this is stupid.
She grabs the heel off her foot and throws it to the side.
Okay, now which way? I guess it doesn't matter.
She picks the direction the train came from and begins walking. As she walks into the distance, she feels that her arrival here is important, that it might be a new opportunity, maybe a new beginning.
Maybe I'm running from something or chasing something. Whatever it is or whatever happened, this place, how I got here, it's like a different time. Could it be time travel? A glitch in the universe? A paradox? That sounds crazy. Time travel. Could I be crazy? Even if I just lost my memory, what would cause that? I don't even know my name. My only clue is this key.
The key that now dangles from her neck swings slightly as she takes each step forward, as if it were taunting her with its secret. The feeling of loss is now becoming overwhelming. In this whirlwind of emotions, a feeling of deja vu creeps in.
How is that possible, deja vu? I've never been here before. Nothing makes sense, or maybe I did just go a little crazy. Whatever happened, it's over, and I'm here, and I don't remember any of it. But I'm pretty sure it pissed me off. Okay, my first order of business, put together the pieces. However long it takes, no matter how dangerous it gets or what I have to do, I will find out what happened to me. I have no choice.
Walking into the distance barefoot, the sun now shining high, she follows the tracks.
Chandra.
The name echoes in her head as she walks along the tracks.
Chandra. What? Maybe that's my name?
It's the only familiar thought she has.
Okay. Chandra must be my name, or at least it is now.
The tracks look endless as they curve into the distance while Sanja aimlessly follows alongside. Her mind racing to try to remember something, it darts from one possibility to the next, mapping out one scenario, then introducing another.
Ow!
She steps hard on a rock. It cuts her bare foot, causing her to jump and recoil. Simultaneously, a huge explosion is heard in the distance. Chandra hits the ground for cover.
What the hell was that?
Lying on her stomach, she squints her eyes, looking far into the distance.
Something's there. Or someone? What is it?
It begins to move. It's coming towards her direction.
Oh no. Oh,
you just heard a Dimension A sci-fi radio saga created by Christina Barcy, If a Broken Heart Could Kill. Narration by Lance Kramer, the character of Chandra, played by Christina Barcy.